Okay, boys and girls, I don't think there's too many here this morning. I know some are away on holidays over to England. But what's Christmas time all about? It's all about the Lord Jesus, isn't it? Reminds of his birth in Bethlehem's manger. And the Lord Jesus was born, wasn't in a clean stable. It was a dirty stable. It was a smelly stable. But I've got some things in here, and hopefully they'll remind us about his birth. Boys and girls, we're told in the Bible, after the Lord Jesus was born in Bethlehem's manger, after this here, there were wise men who came to see the Lord Jesus. First of all, when the wise men came to see the Lord Jesus, the first thing that they brought as a gift, we're told it was gold. There's gold in this here. There's other bits and pieces on it too. But what does gold represent? It represents kingship. It represents royalty. If I was to ask you this morning, put your hand up if you thought or if you think that the Lord Jesus is a king, I'm sure all the hands would go up here this morning. The Bible tells us that he's not only a king, but he's the king of all kings. Boys and girls, the Lord Jesus, he created this world and everything in it. The Bible tells us that he spoke and the world was. The Bible tells us that he made absolutely everything and it was perfect. The Lord Jesus is indeed the king of all kings. And boys and girls, royalty. Gold speaks of royalty. It speaks of kingship. It speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ in that way. Well, what else did the wise men bring? Well, we're told that the wise men brought a fragrance called frankincense. Now, frankincense, it's like a silvery color. That reminds us of frankincense. You know, frankincense was a very valuable gift, just the same as gold was. And frankincense came from a certain species of trees or certain type of trees. And the Bible tells us that whenever they would have cut into the trees, there would have been a beautiful aroma coming out, a beautiful fragrance, a beautiful smell coming. Not only that, but it was a pure liquid coming out of the trees. It was clear. You could have seen through the liquid. It was that pure. You know, boys and girls, frankincense reminds us of the purity of the Lord Jesus. Gold reminds us of his kingship, his royalty. But frankincense reminds us of his purity. The Lord Jesus was pure. The Lord Jesus was clean. The Lord Jesus was sinless. If I was to ask you this morning, put your hand up if you have never done anything wrong. I wonder how many hands would go up. I'm telling you now, mine wouldn't begin up anyhow. But the Lord Jesus, he was sinless. He was born in Bethlehem's manger. Imagine the King of all kings left the glory of heaven and was born in a humble stable in Bethlehem's manger. The royalty of the Lord Jesus and the purity of the Lord Jesus, he was sinless. Never did anything wrong, never told a lie, never cheated, never stole, never was cheeky to his parents. Wonder how many of us have been like that. Boys and girls, frankincense was a beautiful smell. It was a costly fragrance. It was a costly item. The Lord Jesus, he was pure, just like the frankincense speaks of. You know, there's one other thing that the wise men brought. First of all, they brought the gold, which speaks of kingship, speaks of royalty. Secondly, they brought the frankincense, which speaks of purity, the sinlessness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And thirdly, they brought myrrh. And it was like a sort of dark blue, you could say. There's wee gold stars in this here. Forget about them. It was like a navy color. You know, boys and girls, that spoke of the death of the Lord Jesus. It was myrrh. Myrrh in the Bible was used whenever someone had died, especially in the Old Testament, New Testament as well. Whenever someone had died, they would have wrapped them up in linen cloths and they would have put them in a tomb. But on the linen cloths, they would have put spices and they would have put also what's called myrrh. And from the myrrh, there was a beautiful smell, a beautiful aroma, a beautiful fragrance. And whenever they were put in the tomb, there was a lovely smell coming out of the tomb. Myrrh was also taken from a species of trees, a special type of tree. Beautiful, costly, lovely aroma. Boys and girls, myrrh speaks of the death of the Lord Jesus. Imagine the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He was born in Bethlehem's manger for one reason, and that was eventually to go to the cross, to die for the sin of the world. Boys and girls, the Lord Jesus was born to go to Calvary, to die for the likes of you and me. Myrrh speaks of his death, speaks of his burial, but you know, it also reminds us of his resurrection, doesn't it? The Lord Jesus, he died, he was buried, but 3 days later he rose again, and he lives today. Think of the gifts that the wise men brought. I'm only going to be about another minute. Think of the gifts that the wise men brought to the Lord Jesus. They brought gold, spoke of his royalty, kingship. They brought frankincense, speaks of his purity, the sinless Son of God. And they brought myrrh, speaks of the death of the Lord Jesus. He was born to go to Calvary. I want to ask a very simple question this morning. What are you going to give to the Lord Jesus this Christmas? Now, you're not going to give him what's in this here. It's only a wee box of Maltesers. But I wonder, is there something else in this here? Wonder what we're going to give to the Lord Jesus this Christmas. My wife is this well wrapped. In fact, I might have to call her up to get it open here. You know something? What are you going to give to the Lord Jesus this Christmas? She must have thought there was something valuable in here. Boys and girls, we're not going to give him a box of Maltesers. But there's something the Lord Jesus wants to give you this Christmas. He wants to give you a clean heart. He wants to give you a heart that's forgiven. A heart that's been cleansed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. He wants to make you fit for heaven. Wonder, is there someone here this morning? Maybe it's not even a boy or a girl. Maybe it's an adult. Wonder, what are you going to give to the Lord Jesus this Christmas? You going to give him your sinful heart? That heart that's been corrupted over many years. Are you going to tell him you're sorry for your sins? Are you going to thank him for dying on the cross for you? Are you going to thank him that he came into the world to go to the cross to die for your sins? Are you going to come and put your trust in him and have a clean heart this Christmas? Have your sins forgiven this Christmas. Be sure that you're going to heaven this Christmas. Boys and girls, gold speaks of his royalty. Frankincense speaks of his purity. Myrrh speaks of Calvary. No wonder you're going to come and put your trust in him. Know what it is to be saved, to be forgiven, to be sure that you're going to heaven. Give him your sinful heart, and he'll give you a clean heart.